This morning I'll be finishing up with Mrs. Helen Amos. The last time we was together, we was talking about the library, and we're going to finish talking about the library. She had 30 years or so with the library, and we're going to finish that, and she going to give us a little overview of her family, and that's where we're going to start this morning. And today is February 1st, 1996. Address is 1304 Raleigh Street. Miss Amos, I've been doing research in the library recent, and I think we need to involve more adults and more people using the library. Look like our kids does a good job, but the white kids, their parents come in and help them with their lesson. They go to the books and Xerox and take it back home. Give me some ideas and some suggestions you think that we can do to get more adults or people involved in the library.
Well, one thing I think we need to do is start through the churches, because most people, adults, will attend the church. And if we start through the church and to get people involved in things, going to the library, looking up articles and things like that. For instance, a lot of people don't know, blacks especially, don't know that the library has a genealogy room where they can come in and check their family. And we also have history from the State Department, and it's a lot of things that they can get. We have all newspapers from around. A lot of people just don't know that they can do a lot of traveling by just reading books in the library.
I did not know that you had a North Carolina magazine section with the magazines that comes out across the state. And I didn't know that when I went to the working library.
Yes.
I started doing research.
Oh.
And I was surprised.
Sure. We have State Magazine. And we have all the different... we have a lot of magazines that come in, and a lot of newspapers, and we do have a lot of people using those during the day. They will come in and check, and a lot of people like the New York Times newspaper.
But it's a lot of information in those magazines too.
Sure it is.
But see, you have to be a person that want to be up and want to know what goes on across the state and to be aware that they are there. And there's a lot of things that's in the library that people are not aware of there, and with books and with things that you can't take out is very important that they could read.
Yes, and we have the National Geographic is very good also, because that's indexed, and whatever subject that you want to write on, if you look in the index, it directs you to the magazine. And we have some of those from 1904, I believe, a few from 1904. And when you get up to, say, 1912, I think we have most all of those. And there are a lot of them that from then on we keep the magazine, the National Geographic. And you'll also find that index that's very easy to use. And anybody in the library will help you with it. If you ask them, if you go in and don't feel very comfortable with it, they should be able to help you in whatever magazine it is or whatever you're looking for. We also have a periodical guide to literature, and that tells you which magazine what is in. If you're looking up a certain subject, it will tell you. The magazines are usually kept at least 5 years, and most of them are. But we have problems with most black magazines, because the Jet and the Ebony are two magazines that we put them out in the morning, and by that next day or so, they're picked up. Somebody has gone. I went in the other day looking for one magazine for about 2 months ago, and somebody had lifted that magazine for... Ebony magazine, and they would just keep taking the Ebony and Jet are two of the magazines that the people will walk out with. And I wish it was a system in there that we could find that something to keep them from to maybe to a scanner that would go off if they had the magazine.
That magazine is very important, and since you mentioned it, I need to look at a Ebony magazine, and I hope you people have that copy, because back then I don't think someone was taking them. Mr. Sandy Boyd, I was told he was featured in the Ebony.
I remembered, but I don't remember when it was, because he
it was in the 60s, because he
but I doubt we have it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You might not have been taking Jet and Ebony back that time.
We were taking it. It's not that we weren't taking it, but see, after for Ebonies and Jets, most of those after 5 years they're discarded. They're not kept all that length of time, because there's no space there to keep them. And that's why they're not kept. All of them. Not only that, but most Newsweek and what else? Life. It's only maybe 4 or 5 magazine that's kept for, 10 years or longer. But a lot of those magazines are done away with because there is not enough space to keep it. But if you can find a year, it is a place that you can order it from.
I can.
If you find the year, the month, the article, the title of the article, and the page, and you can get it from their interlibrary loan.
Okay, so I can go to this friend's house and Xerox from that magazine.
By the library and you get the form. There's a form.
Okay.
For periodicals, okay. That you can order periodicals.
Okay.
So you go by and you take the form and look at it, you can get the form and take it with you to the person's house.
Okay.
And then you can write down what the form asks for.
I do it today.
Uh-huh. And then they can order that through interlibrary loan.
Okay, now, you know how long I've been researching. And see how you just told me something that I didn't know how you do it, how you go about it. So that,
but see, you can also do that for books.
Well, see, that's very important.
If you want a book, and that we don't have that book in the library, all you have to do is fill out a form, and they will send all over North Carolina through the library internet. They will send all over the state of North Carolina and the surrounding states. We've gotten them from South Carolina, for instance, and Virginia, Georgia, places like that. If you want that book, you can get the book. But there are also some things that you get that are very important. And if they send it to our library, they will send a note with it. You can only use it in the library because it's a very rare book. Some libraries don't let their rare books out, but some of them do. But when they send it, if it's a rare book, they will send it so you can get the information you want. But you cannot take the book out of the library. You have to use that book in the library.
I was at Durham Library, and a lady told me, and I wanted to, and no one at the library up here explained to me why I didn't get one of those books, and I didn't know what happened to the other one. So now you're saying I go back to Durham in the historical room and find that book I want and use it there, mm-hmm. because they didn't want to release that one.
Yeah.
They released one of them that I wanted, mm-hmm. but they didn't release the other one.
Are you sure that they didn't release or they didn't have it?
I didn't check. I didn't ask.
Because sometimes they don't have the book. You may request it, and it may have said that this library had that book. Then we call it holdings. They may have said that book was supposed to be at that library, but then when you go to that library lots of times, people go in and they may have taken that book. So by the time you get ready for it, they can't locate it. So that could have been the problem. It was some reason, if you sent in for two and you only got one, there's some reason that you didn't get it. But usually they give you the reason why
I didn't
you
didn't do a follow up. It's my fault. I didn't know, you know, it was my fault. Well, I didn't ask questions.
Well, you should have asked if the other book was coming or why not. And but then see, they was, told you.
You know, I didn't, you know, that's why
you just didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. The library is a different world when you get to be my age and never was exposed to the library. And I just can't stay away from books anymore, and I enjoy what I do. I wish the county would, an individual like you to retire, would give you a part-time job educating people about the library and what's in the library. Say if you do it 2 days a week, so many hours a month that you would go out and work part-time. Just to go around educating people about the library, and I'm talking about the whole county, black and white, really don't know what goes on in the library and what's there for them.
Yes, but getting back to when I first started and had the bookmobile, we had a lot of blacks then that used the library. I found more people using the library then out in the county than the people in the city. Because there were, you go out and you may put off 30 books at somebody's house, and when you come back, you could tell whether those people had read them or not, because usually they were in a box, and when you come back, you could tell that they had been reading the box. So, reading the books in the box. So there were a lot of people that out in the county, I think, that usually read a lot, and they did more reading in the winter than in the summer. And I guess it was because that most of them were farmers. And they had more time in the winter to read than in the summer, because they didn't read as much in the summer as they did in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have taken for granted since I've been doing research that whites knew everything because they was exposed to it and it was there for them. But by your experience, and you experienced it more than I have, that a lot of them is, don't have the qualifications and don't have the know-how, but they have a way of getting around it and not feeling bad or having their feelings hurt because they don't know something or don't know where this book is or they supposed to know to take. And we tend, as I was taken for granted. Why did I take for granted whites knew everything about libraries and books and things like that? Well, and you got a lot of people like me still out here.
I find that when blacks come in the library to look for things, very seldom one would come to the desk and say, "Will you help me? I can't find whatever they're looking for." Okay, when a white person comes in the library, the first thing they would do would walk up to the desk and says, "I need thus and so, whatever subject they want. Can you help me to find it?" They would do that a lot. And a lot of them used to come in and say, "It's been a long time since I've used the library. Can you help me find this?" And then you go and help that person find the information that they're looking for. But a lot of blacks, I've noticed, I've seen them come in, and I'll ask when they get ready to leave out, I would say, "You couldn't find anything?" And they would say, "No, I was looking for thus and so, but I couldn't find it." And I said, "Wait just a minute, let me help you." And I go over and help them find. They said, "I didn't know this was here," but they didn't come and ask. That's why we were there, to help people find things that they didn't know where to find or what to look for. Then I've also found that if a person comes lots of time and they ask you for one subject, for instance, if they gave you one thing and they said, "Well, I want this," but when you really talk to them and pull it out of them, that's not what they were looking for at all. They were looking for something altogether different. But you had to keep asking questions in order to find out what they were really looking for.
I'm a follow up on that one. I had the web lady that works over at Duke, and she works in research and the archives department. Yeah, she's secretary.
Yeah.
And I would need things, and she would look it up for me. But when she bring it back, it's like you say, it would be a whole page. And it was more, I didn't know it was that much and what I'd asked for. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know it was that. I thought it was down, you know, two or three sentences, and that was it. And then she was doing it. I said, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I need to go over there and learn how you use your archives at Duke, because I don't know what I'm doing. I ask for one thing and get the answer what I really need. And I was the same way as the individuals that you talk about that go in out the library.
Yes. And I found out that a lot of black parents will not bring their kids to the library, you know, to help them. Even so, a lot of them just will not bring their kids to the library, period. And the kids would call and says, I need thus and so. And can you come by? If I come by, will you give it to me? Then you can go and search and find things for the kids, and the parents might bring them there, but they can't stay. And I found a lot of difference in the black and the white. The whites will come and ask you for what they're looking for, and you will find it. And the whites will Xerox it and take it and give it to their kids. We've done a lot of work for a lady, and her daughter was in college. But whatever she needed, her daughter would call her and tell her. She'd write it down, and she'd call us, and we'd get it. And I have another lady the other day that told me she wanted me to come back to the library and help her look up something, because she felt like I knew exactly what she wanted for her daughter, and her daughter's in college. So we have a lot of that.
But I didn't know you could get on the telephone. I could call a library and say, Miss Amos, I'm looking for something in the Gregory family. And I say, it happened in 1952 or 58, and I don't know how to do it and where to go if I'm ashamed and don't want to be and feel like I'm being embarrassed. Because see, I didn't know all I gotta do is call you, and you'd ask me was if it's pertaining to the newspaper. You'll say, what year do you think that was in the Oxford Public Ledger and so and so came out as a death certificate, or somebody died, or obituary that's in the library. I didn't know I could call and tell you that I need Mr. So-and-so's obituary and what year he passed, she or he passed, and you'll say, well, I'll get it for you, and by the time you get a couple of days, I'll look that obituary. I didn't know you could have it on microfilm and could pull it that quick.
Yeah, but let me tell you this, Eddie. Everybody does not do it. Those were some of the things that I did when I was there. You may call there now and they'll say, I don't have time to help you, from what I'm understanding, what's going through with what they're going through with now. Because they don't have that much help. But I always found, and there are two or three others that you could call and they would do it for you. And Fan Monique is one that would do it for you, because she's in genealogy. So she wouldn't mind doing it if you let her know and give her some time to do it, you know, two or three days, and she can pull it for you. Or let her see if she can find it and call you back. But they just don't have that much help now.
And the turnover.
But they will have another lady come in March the 1st, a new director. So I don't know how things are going to be then.
Okay. If you and I start educating blacks about going to the library, that gonna create a problem, because then there'll be short fuse, because they got so many coming to the library, which these people will continue to come, that they'll either find out they need more help or need to get some more help that really understand what people are looking for and their needs. Because since you was the only black and you worked up front, Now when they go in there, you won't see a black. That gonna be more of a problem on our families and our adults and our children now. And you knew kids that use a daycare center too, a nursery in the afternoons. You knew who parents to call and whose child was getting in trouble and shouldn't be in the library. And you saved our kids that way. Now we don't have that.
I know. There's nobody, not another black on the front desk. And I think there really needs to be one there. Because when we have blacks coming in, I think a black child will listen to a black person if they tell them to behave, if they're running or something and the black person say stop. But it seems as if a white person say stop, there's an attitude between the black and the white. So it would be nice if there was a black person on the front desk along with a white person.
Now we're going to computers in the library.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I go in there almost every day, and I do a lot of observing. I see the employees there spend a lot of time with white kids, teaching them how to pull up their stuff, what's in the computer, explaining how you can use the. It's a manual there, and you go right by the manual. But then sometimes you hit the wrong key, and you need to get out of it, and how do I get back in it again? Now, that's going to be another problem for our black kids. It will be a white individual that then they'll be afraid again. We back to one again. What are we going to do when it's...
What you need to do is talk to the county commissioners and tell them we need a black person on the front desk. And it would be nice if we had a black Granville County person that would know the people. There's a black that works in the back. But she is from Butner, and she does not know the Granville County people. It would be nice to get a black to work the front desk that is familiar with Granville County, that lives here, and probably know a lot of the people.
It takes a long time to learn how library function. And I've been going in there, and I live in there. Mm. And it's frightening.
Well, it probably is to a lot of people, but after you start going in there so much, you'll find out that it's different and it's easy to find things. For instance, if you go to the card catalog and it has a number on it, all you need to do is go by that number. Say, for instance, this is 528.4. You go right in the stacks and you'll find that 528.4. And if it's the author's last name is McCoy, you look under McCoy, if the title you're looking for is Feeding Chickens, it should be the number, the author, and the title of the book. If it's not there in that place, then it may be at one of the branches. So you can also fill out a card and request that book.
Now you're talking about,
look it up.
Now you said branch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that you explained how you transfer your books and when they need them, that too. I didn't know you could
okay,
do that.
If a book is at a branch, we have four branches, which is at the community college, the library that is there at the community college in
South Granville.
South Granville is part of our branch. It is financed by South Granville and by the community college and Granville County. Okay. All right. If we have we can't find a book at this library, at the Richard A. Thornton Library, and the library is in the library at South Branch. All we do is...
Stovall
or Berea. All we do is call that branch where it is, and they will send it to us or bring it to us. And
so
then
we have,
you'll get the book.
So we have one main library and three branches.
Three branches, right.
Okay. Where blacks on the southern part, we have a large population of blacks on the southern part. How do we monitor them? Because I've gone down there and never see one, but it'd be all whites working that library.
They're all whites working.
Okay.
We have one person that's full time there. We only have one full-time person and two part-time.
Well, if it was a part-time down there, kids were, a black individual will learn when they're there and they'll feel comfortable about, it's just like I told you before, they don't know how to use the library and they're afraid.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You think that as technology move along, we're going to have to learn how to use the library, and you're going to have to know what you're looking for when you go there, because it's going to be more and more computers sitting there, and they're going to say, you go to that computer and pull up this and pull up that. We're going to have, we got a lot of kids to drag behind. The school can't, their computers is not for a lot, that you can be used the same way, but you have to watch those kids, because those computers we have to have in the library be more expensive. And you have to watch the kid. You don't want to break them and different. You know, they have to be.
I don't think they'd be broken. They're easy to do. And it tells you there should be a poster, which is by the one in the library, that tells you how to turn it on, you know.
Yes.
And then most kids nowadays, if it's school kids, they have a computer that they can use in the school system. So when they come to the library, most of the time, they're familiar, very familiar with the computer. They're not afraid of them, so they just go right on and use them.
What do you think about the libraries at schools? Have you found that that's been helpful? That, yeah, do they have problems?
Or well, maybe? The schools usually get what the library there needs, but lots of times they don't have enough when they're working on certain projects. So therefore, some of those kids from the school will come to the library to do their article, whatever they have to do. But see, at the with the computer there at the library, the Richard A. Thornton Library, it's very easy to use, and all they have to do is type in whatever subject they want, and they can pull it right up. If we have it, and it goes whatever subject, and then it goes on there whatever else they want on that subject. So it's very easy for them to use.
Why that we, well, as me, we will have to encourage people to go into the North Carolina room, into the history room, to look at different books on blacks in North Carolina, blacks in Granville County. There's a lot of history in that room. That blacks is not educated on or don't know that they're entitled to looking at those books. There's a lot of knowledge in those books and a lot of resources. That's how I taught myself, is by the thesis that's in there that's written by whites.
Well, we also have microfilm. And so anybody that want anything, we have all the microfilm on slavery and all that. So you can go in, and anybody there will put a microfilm on, the microfilm on the reader for you. And you can go and look up your history, look your name up, your parents, the ages they were at certain years. And it tells you the month that they took the census. And it's just exciting for anybody that's in the library just to go and look at them, look and see what they can see that's on the microfilm.
Okay, let me tell you what happened to me. You're talking about microfilm. I went to 1920 census.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've gotten started. I think I got two more precincts to finish up, which is districts. Tallahoe is one more, and Fishing Creek. And I wanted the Central Orphanage, but let me tell you how it's filed on the microfilm. And you gotta know what you're doing, because this is why you need help. In there, it lists the four Oxford, and then it said, after the four Oxford precincts, districts, then it said an orphanage. It don't say the white or don't say the black. I found a black orphanage censor of their children is at the end of the Belltown and Fishing Creek. If I didn't know any better, Miss Amos, I would have had white orphanage kids, as that's who it is on the census. And when I got back or something, you know.
Well, the white orphanage, I tell you why. The white orphanage in the city of Oxford. The black orphanage is in Fishing Creek Township.
Well, how do I know that? I think it's in the city. I know I should. Well, yeah.
Well, it is in the city because Fishing Creek run part of running the city, but you got to go by the townships. That's what it is. You have to go by the township.
Well, I accidentally
found it. Huh?
By me having experience.
What was the name of it then?
You were right. It said Belltown Fishing Creek Township, and under it, it said Oxford Colored Orphanage.
Okay.
But you just could read it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I send someone out the street, and we could take them there today and say, all right, we're going to load, we'll put the 1920 census in there and say, we want you to find a central orphanage census. They would never find it.
No, because the name has changed too.
Right, you have to look and see the fear. You can focus your microfilm up and down, and they don't know it. But it goes back to the more you use it,
yeah,
the more you learn,
the
more you get familiar, the more you educate yourself. I enjoy it, but you have to be very shrewd and watch what you're doing.
That's right.
And I would argue with you as well, and most everybody in Graham County would think the orphanage is in the city, you know, because you take for granted.
It is in the city.
But you understand, yeah. But why would it be, why would
well,
they do
the
that?
Well, Fishing Creek Township runs in the city.
I know.
Okay. What township are you in, Oxford?
Yeah.
Well, see, on Windermere, where my house is, it's in Fishing Creek.
But how many know
that? But you
that?
See, I know, but that's what it is. It's in Fishing Creek.
It goes back.
Well, that's why I think a lot of people start at the courthouse to the Register of Deeds office, you know, so they can get where your house is and your township to look up the name, you know what I mean, and get it like that. And then when they go to the library, they know exactly what township they're in.
You're right, but when you go in there and they go to those books and give them to you so quick and get you started and leave you and go back upstairs and you say, wait a minute, if any of their writing has been changed that we discussed before we got started, I'm lost again. I need to go back and get that same lady, and I'm ashamed because I can't read it. And when she left me, I could read what I could understand that writing. Now I need another book. A lot of times she'll say, well, you take this book and when you finish, get this number, you go to the book, you pull it, you get what you want. It's the right.
Well, see, that comes right back from knowing how to use the library.
That's right.
Because that's in the same way that the library is.
I'm going to end up back to the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. But I learned about the Register of Deeds office. But I know that I don't end up back at, most of the time you end up back at the library.
Yeah.
And goes back to what you just said and alluded to, that we need a minority, which is black, on the front desk, where we'll take the fear and take the time to work with you, and that will make it more, you know, make it more pleasant.
Yeah.
Because Joyce up there, that white lady would bend over backwards for blacks, but blacks don't know that. Mm-hmm. Me, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's just like I said, you need to go see Mike Berry and the county manager and tell him what we need.
I had Joyce helping me so much, the lady came and blew right and cut her that out. The Joyce is not in that department and she shouldn't be helping me, but she don't know.
Yeah.
Joyce was, she was helping me and she knew what she was doing, but
yeah, she knows what she's doing. She's been there, be 32 years in May.
But
she knows exactly what she's doing.
I understood, and Joyce understood that we would. It was smoothed out, you know.
Yeah.
It was no. It was fine. But if it was someone else, they wouldn't have liked what this lady said because Joyce gave them what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Or then blacks don't know Joyce will help
them.
No,
they don't.
They don't know that Joyce would bend over backwards for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you done when you was there. When you had two or three blacks, I had people, you said, well, go help her. Joyce will help you with your work,
yes,
or what you need.
Sure did.
And then they found out, hey, this lady, she knows what she's doing. She don't have any problem. I feel comfortable with her working with
me. Yes.
But I'm going to be honest. Going into the library now, it's, it used to be open. But now they carry that stuff on the inside of them, that discrimination. You can't pick it up and tell it. And it's just, you know, it's just harm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great loss to the community, especially the black community, when you left. But then blacks don't know how valuable you were to the white community that didn't know the system,
mm-hmm,
that you was helping.
Yeah.
Now look at how many whites you have helped. The blacks didn't know.
When I go there right now for myself, you know, to get a book or for something, the whites will walk up to me right now and say, can you help me? Like I'm still working there. Of course, I go on and help them, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, I seen your library last week.
Yes.
But see, whites that can't read or don't know what they're looking for in the library, blacks don't know it. They get on the telephone and ask special for you.
Yes.
And they come and will you look so they won't be embarrassed when they get there.
Right. You're right about that.
But we don't know that you can do that.
Mm-hmm. So we need somebody on that front desk. We really do.
And it's a very important place.
It is.
To be affiliated with. It's very, very educational. If you work in a genealogy room where I work at,
mm-hmm,
you learn a lot, a world of information. It's right there at your hand. That people does,
and it's
not
a shame not as many people use the library. Not that many use it. We should have a lot of people using it. But a lot of people don't understand that it's a place of education. That they can come in, and I don't care what they're looking for. For instance, when we have a lot of people that want to go abroad, they're traveling. We have books to tell you what to look for when you're traveling.
That's true.
What to eat. What not to eat,
mm-hmm,
where to go, and where not to go. All those different
things.
Well,
see, I didn't
know
that.
But people don't realize that.
I call AAA. Or I call someone booking me for a cruise.
Where
and find out where, and where I'm going. You got the books you write. You have some magazines.
And we got the atlas, the road atlas that tells you what road to take. We even got a book there of hotels with the 800 number. And if you're looking for a Holiday Inn, it tells you where it is, and it tells you a lot about it. Back there where the Atlas are,
mm-hmm,
on that stand, there's a book. You go back there and look. And it tells you, for instance, if you want to look up New Orleans, it tells you the hotels in New Orleans, where they are, and it gives you a little brief history about it. So you have a lot of things that people don't know about.
How do we educate our people? They have to spend more time in a library like I do, because it takes a long time. I learn something every day when I go
know
in
you
there.
Do.
And I didn't know that we had I had seen one old book,
mm-hmm,
that had hotels and different things, but I didn't know we have a up-to-date one. You get one every year, every quarter,
mm-hmm,
higher.
Yes, we have, but that's a real thick one. It tells you about all the hotels, all that. We got book with 800 numbers, all that stuff.
And I got, mm-hmm, a book at home. I Xerox out of Black Heritage.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you all the different blacks. That's,
oh, we have a book that have you noticed I have a display we had there?
Yeah, I looked in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We haven't finished because we're trying to find Guam County people to put in there for this month. Because Bessie McGee and I worked for January and February. But we looked in the book, the Black Almanac, and found all these inventions that blacks had made. And then we came home and found the material. If you look in the display case,
I look when I come to
and you will see what black people invented. We have black inventions in there. For instance, the shoe lace. And who would have thought that a black person would have invented the golf tee?
You gotta be kidding.
No, there's a black person that invented the golf tee, the egg beater, and the basin, you know, the where you wash your
I seen that section.
Okay.
That, I well, know
if you go there and look,
okay.
They invented the mop. Just look at all that stuff we had. We I have see. The person's name and the date they invented it right there by. They invented the, what else was it? The
red lights for Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we didn't have any red lights, so we couldn't put in a red light there. But you'll see everything that we could find and put there
okay.
that they invented. And the person's name and the date that they invented is right by whatever they invented.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did y'all start early doing research, or you could come up with that material between families or what?
No, we came up between, most of it came up between our family and Mr. Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And Bessie McGee. And did you know a black man also invented the horseshoe?
No.
I know it. See? There are a lot of things, and we put that out there so people would look and see. I think it's very good myself because it's teaching people what it has. The year that they invent, the month, the date, and the year. And we found all that in the Black Almanac.
How long are that going to be on?
For two months.
This is
for
the
January
last.
And February.
Okay, I'm going to research. I'm going to go up there and write down all the different things. And the almanac is in a library.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you'll show me the one that you people worked out of.
Yeah.
And I'll see Rox out, do some work out of that too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we could talk a little bit about Black History since it's February and this is Black History Month. I think that the school kids should focus more on their own county, what blacks contribute, what blacks did, blacks move houses, how many school, different things that you'd be surprised of what blacks.
Well, you might enjoy, I don't know who would have it, but I know the radio, WCBQ this morning, announced about the menu for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back of that, they have different questions for Black History Month that you match, you know. And I do know one of them, they talked about who was the first black county commissioner. And they had the answer, you know, Dr. Colson.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had who was the first black, I think it was, I'm not sure it was school. Now, I know they named Hubert Gooch as associate superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was the first black associate superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had different things, you know, like mm-hmm. that. And I think I thought that was good to start off this month with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot can be done. There's a lot of work out here, but people tense now. These talk shows, Miss Amos, has gotten where stories, these talk shows on TV now, every time you turn one on, I don't have anything and problem with ladies, but we have saturated our talk shows. I look at them at 12 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your talk show. And we won't turn loose those television and things that take an hour or two to go to the library or in our church to get up and talk about these things. But since you brought up the idea of the church, I'm going to just start going from church to church and start talking about blacks using the library.
Well, if you want to do that, if you get a name or get them and set a certain time, I'll come up and show the blacks how to use the library.
Okay, I'll mention that down to Kathy at the Senior Citizens
because
I go through there every day and I'll tell her that you don't mind doing a tour of the library with those ladies because you're right, 80% or 9% of them are blind. Okay. And they will enjoy that.
If she get a list of them, you know, if okay. y'all can, if you can work it out
okay.
with her, and I don't mind showing.
Okay, and as I move around, mm-hmm. I get a few people that they want
to. And in the different churches, because you find, if you talk to the ministers, I think, because ministers mostly, the people will do, the members will do whatever the minister say, lots of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. He will have some support.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And another thing that I'm working on that I found out that in my research that when I finished, 90% of these churches, blacks came out of white churches sure. into their church. So that's something I'm excited about that I found out that came, that what happened, I ask blacks for their church history. They give it. Some of them wrong. They don't ask them. Let me help them. They won't do it. They feel, because they feel embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Judge Allen. We had lunch and let out, hit him on the shoulder. You know, everybody comes to talk. He came and started talking with me. And I told him I wanted to go down to his church. They spent a lot of money on their church refurbishing yeah. and storing it. And they had where the lady sat on one side, the man was on the other side. They had a balcony where the slaves sat. They had the whole thing intact and it never been touched. Mm-hmm. And I told him I'm going to process of sending out letters to all the white churches. I want to come in and look.